Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Monica?
Yes, sir.
Were you that woman from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting that told Spanish that all the spots were full?
No, I would never do that. No, it
was not. Was that you?
No, it was not. I don't even know that story, but no, it was not me.
Did you teach this week?
No, not this week. I don't think I have anything again until next semester. Or no, traffic. I got to teach traffic coming up in a couple months.
Why can't you get that as a solid gig?
Because there's 75 million other instructors that want to teach. Because it's really...
How do they have so many teachers? Like, because how do you not have, like, consistent every week, like, a similar person to teach you, like, every...
That would be nice.
Different classes that people come in and that's their specialty.
I've got the hold on the DJ 1 and 2 and traffic gig. I've been doing that the last however many semesters. But there's so many people that either they're in the business that, honestly... I don't want to say
what?
It's a good gig to have, as I'm saying. And so it's right. So there's a demand for it. So you got to share the wealth.
When I was in high school, there was this girl in our class who was like just good looking. Now she was just on the hot high school chick with the feathered back hair and who she was and all this stuff. And this guy, Hank, was like the afternoon guy on the hit station, whatever the station was that was attached to our original class. We used their studio. And he was just... You know, he would look at picture just any guy from a band with the shirt open and maybe the skinny tie and the Benjamin Orr hair from the Cars, like the feathered
really
hair.
Short sleeves, but they were still rolled.
He's being cool, yes. Being cool and oh my God, if that was illegal, just the way he lured at this girl. But he was the cool DJ from the hit station. I mean, it was like 9:10 a.m. playing the golden oldie hits, and he thought who he was. But I mean, we're in high school. What do we know? You know, he's on the radio. What do we know?
Did he bang?
No.
You think he did?
No. Did he?
No, I don't think so. No, we carpooled. Me, her, and his two other guys from our area.
Ooh.
Carpooled.
Oh yeah.
So, devil's threesome.
No, we knew. No.
No.
A devil's threesome. Is that what it's called when it's three on one? Is that what it's called?
That's no. Awesome.
It's two dudes, one chick.
No, that's the Dirty Derek.
What?
The Dirty D.
I've never heard of that.
Well, what's three dudes, one chick? Oh, the cunt.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
The Dirty Derek? JR, what is that from?
The Dirty D. I mean, no, there was a show on here called The Billy Madison Show, and one of the guys, Derek, he loved threesomes with, like, another dude and a chick, and he called it the Dirty Derek, the Dirty D.
I've done that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With one guy?
Yeah, my friend's wife.
With his wife? Were they married?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. A long time ago. That was a long time ago.
Like how long? Like a year ago?
No.
A long time ago.
No,
13 months.
I was in my 20s.
Really?
20s.
Yeah. You guys like high five?
No.
It's weird, isn't it? It's got to be weird with a guy, right?
It happened a few times.
Do you make eye contact?
Yeah, we just... No, we weren't making eye contact.
I don't know. You avoid eye contact. You can't close your eyes because then you might touch stuff. I don't know.
When you close your eyes, do you dream about me?
She's like, wait a minute, isn't this about me? What happened here? Why are you guys ignoring me?
Not exactly what it was. They ended up divorced.
I'm so shocked.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of the end.
Yeah. Not too long after that, too.
Is it like tag in? Like, never two at the same time?
It was all of it. It was two at the same time.
Oh.
Was that the tag in?
That was the tag in. He's coming over the top rope. Tag him in. Here he comes. Oh, they've never seen anything like this. The tag wasn't even legal.
No holes barred.
Did your feet ever touch? Like, I feel like two guys are in there, like, your feet touch.
Were you on opposite ends at all times, basically?
Or she was on her knees and doing that.
Eiffel Tower style?
Okay, I guess. I'm not sure what the Eiffel Tower is, but...
You high-five in the middle.
You can.
You're at opposite ends, and you high-five, and you form an Eiffel Tower.
No. Mouth hugs. Listen. Do you dream?
I do, Bill, I do.
I have a vagina.
That's good to know.
I told you I'm salad.
This is more complicated than I thought. I need guys in my porn. You got it.
I guess Roger was there, too.
Yeah. You guys are close.
Roger was there the whole time.
That's how the whole radio show started. So one day... Oh, my God. Put it in!
I'm sorry. You were saying your story, JP?
No, I'm good.
Threesome gone wrong right there. Oh, Brett. Things he can imagine with his audio.
That's a thing. It's like he hears that and his brain just took off. You guys weren't even talking anymore in his brain. In his brain, there was a whole scenario to set up.
This song's on the clock radio next to the bed. And...
Who is this? Night Ranger?
Yeah.
Is this the song you were listening to in the office the other day?
Yes.
Oh, good. Twice in 1 week.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't get it out of my head, so I put it on so I could clear it.
Give me that head.
No, not that. Oh. Elliot's online, too. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. What's up?
Great.
Hey, I just wanted to, if interested, I wanted to share my experience in, like a four-way I had, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
Monica, you two should be able to compare notes. Go ahead.
Elliot, two guys, two women?
I mean, as far as, like, it was two guys, two girls. It was me and my girlfriend and another guy and his girlfriend.
Okay.
And it was like, it's like a multiple times thing. Like, they live in a different town, so every now and then we meet up and do it. But I mean, with the two guys, it's really not that awkward. I mean, the two girls like to kind of like, they have to kiss and do stuff with each other. But me and the other guy are both straight. So, I mean, right. Sometimes there's like, you know, like limbs touching and stuff, but there's no crossing of swords. No one's, you know, nothing like that. But it's not awkward.
But like hairy leg hits hairy leg or... Big toe with a hair on it hits his foot.
Like you're not even thinking about it because it's like, yeah, my leg's touching a dude's leg, but I'm also doing stuff with a girl now, so I'm not really even focused on that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, afterwards we just grab a drink or we go out to eat or something, and it's all fun. Like, there's no awkwardness to it.
Right.
And then you reach over to your friend's girlfriend and say, come here, let me get that off your cheek. You got a
piece of sauce.
You know when you have a kid,
that's a dinner.
Yeah, you lick your thumb and just wipe whatever the dirt off your face.
And then she goes, ew, y'all really?
Let me get
ew?
That. Let me get that.
Jeez Louise. So, Elliot, your hand never ended up, like, on his back or anything? Nothing like that? Touching like that?
It doesn't happen.
I mean, like, my hand is, like, I'm sure my hand is grazed, like, it grazed his junk at one point, but I don't think about it.
I wouldn't.
You probably should.
Yeah, you might want to block that one out.
you shouldn't even mention it.
Right.
No, really. It's a fun experience, though. It's a fun experience.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, Elliot. Yeah. Well, thanks for being honest and sharing with us. That's all right.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
Monica's all right, quiet.
I'm listening. Mm-hmm. / taking notes. No.
You and your husband never did anything like that, right?
No.
That wasn't his cup of tea?
The condor thing, was that after the marriage?
I told you. 1912. Like, literally, like...
We haven't talked about it
in a long time.
Yeah. She was a good girl till she was 18, then one night she went a little crazy, maybe a year later. Right? Is that honest?
That's pretty much it. You summed it up, yep. I was in monogamous relationship for 4 years and then went really slutty really quick and then met my husband that I dated for 18 or went was with for 18 years. So I'm allowed a little slutty period.
Did he know about the condor, your husband?
Yeah, we joked. Like, people joke. It was a joke.
Oh.
It's funny because unlike some people, there's no judgy. It's just, you know, we all just have fun.
I've never
Maybe
once.
Maybe she was talking about Brett.
Right? I have never once judged you for that. Never once.
I've judged you three times.
I find it very interesting. I still want to know how did it initiate?
I've discussed this before.
She's going,
I know, but I forget.
Again.
I forget.
Nobody plans this sort of thing. I don't know how you planned your threesome, but not stuff like that doesn't get planned. Nobody's like sitting down and taking.
I'll tell you what. They asked me to come back. We were coming back from somebody's party, And they asked me to come to the house. And he said, would you be interested? And I was like, yeah, why not?
Exactly. You didn't plan that night on that happening.
No,
just kind of happened.
I didn't. Okay, it just kind of happened. But did you initiate it?
No, of course not. I didn't even know that's a thing. It was just something that happened. It was between me and one dude, and then next thing you know.
So I got a question for the both of you. Were both of you drinking heavily? Were you like JP? Were you drunk? And Monica, were you drunk or were you kind of sober?
Oh no, there was drinking.
Okay,
lots of booze.
That age, I was probably high, drunk, whatever.
Oh, okay, so was it a little easier for, if you were a little bit more sober, would you have said no?
I was hesitant at first. Like, I just, I was just,
even while drinking.
I just kind of stood back and I was watching. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, get over here. I was like, what the hell?
See, exactly. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, but I knew what we were going in for. I knew what was about to go down.
Yeah, you weren't just hanging out.
But I was young, too.
Yahtzee,
I was like, I was just standing off watching. And then she's like, get in here. I was like, okay.
I'm really surprised that you were down with there being another dude. That's what shocks me.
But we weren't even near each other. Like,
he's a good-looking guy.
Slightly attractive. Why not?
How hot was the wife super hot?
She was attractive. I wouldn't say super hot, no.
Monica, same situation. Were the three guys, like, very attractive?
Yeah.
Or was it a drinking situation?
And
it was a varied degree of one or two or all three guys being attractive or not.
I kind of had a crush on the one guy anyway. So, yeah, they were all very, very attractive men.
But, again, who brought it up?
Nobody talked. There was no talking. It just happened. Like,
did you just start making out with one dude and the other dude?
Next thing you know, just kind of everybody joins in. Yeah. It was very fluid.
It wasn't one guy. It wasn't the second guy.
It wasn't.
Not even the third guy. It just.
Hello,
just
Monica.
Happened.
Would you like. No, it was not like that at all. It was just.
You
oh, man. I hate your guts right now.
Be time.
Oh, I love those giant fists.
Guess you won't. Twice.
I'll choke on it. Come on.
I love you.
Excuse me.
Good to know. There was something recording there at the Condor. That's good to know. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. Still going?
You know. Clock radio was on again this time. The Commodores were playing.
At least these were good songs that were playing while it was happening.
Yeah, right. Of
when
course.
You woke up
Big
the,
hits.
When you woke up the next morning, did you feel filthy?
Well, nobody feels clean after something like that, but I also know that it wasn't, I mean, it was what it was. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like,
spontaneous moment.
Yeah, it was not a bucket list, you know, check off or anything like that. It just was, it was what it was, and then I was like, well, you know what? And
you didn't
like
go
I said,
confession the next day?
No. I was coming out of a 4.5-year relationship where I was just torn up about it. Like, I was, I just went through some crap, you know, and it's not, was it the smartest choice? Probably not, but it was a choice. And
to be fair, how did you feel, JP, after the guy and his wife? Did you feel afterwards like, should have done it? Why?
It was in my 20s. I didn't care.
You didn't care. All right, just checking.
Exactly.
Oh. I'm a dude. I don't care.
I'm a chick. I was in my 20s. Or early, very early 20s.
Makes you a whore, though.
Why?
Why? All-American boy.
Don't, listen, don't blame me for this double standard. The same reason why you can whack it in the car and I can't. Listen, it happens.
No, it doesn't.
That's not right.
No, no, because
I don't want to tell you.
No, it was just her experimenting. Because I guarantee you, as a guy for you, JP, if you had the opportunity to have two women, three women at the same time, you would do it.
Right.
And
it's different for guys.
It's
I don't
not
know to tell
different
you.
For guys.
I
it honestly
not create
isn't.
The double standard.
But you don't have to perpetuate it. It's not
yes,
different for
I
guys.
Yes, I can.
No, no.
Yes, I can. I have a microphone. I can do whatever I want.
Well, I do too, and it's not a thing. I really don't. I don't. You guys aren't doing it by yourselves. You're doing it with someone, and that person is just like you are.
Elliot's back on line one real quick before we go to break. Elliot, you didn't have enough the first time, huh?
Nope, definitely not. I just wanted
hold
to share
Elliot.
Kind of my
hold on, Elliot. Elliot, hold on a second. Monica's mom just sent me a message on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Why did you stop at three, guys?
No way.
Mama. She's all disgusted.
She's all disappointed.
You know what? You only had three guys.
I knew she still listened. I knew it.
She trained therein, you better, Monica.
Therein lies the shame she has in you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Elliot, please.
I was just going to share again, like, because you guys were talking about your experience, like, getting into it and, like, the drinking and spontaneity of it all. And it's kind of, it's a lot different with my generation. I'm 23 years old. And there's, like, a whole app for it now. It's kind of like Tinder, but it's designed specifically for couples looking for other couples. Oh. And, you know, so, like, we met the couple we mainly hang out with on that app.
What's it called?
You know, we talked for a while. It's called Field, F-E-E-L-D.
F-E-E-L-D.
Yeah, so we, and then, you know, like, they lived in on the other coast and stuff, so we text messaged for a while, then, you know, exchanged pictures for a while, then we met up and had, you know, like, dinner one time, and then eventually we invited them over to our place, and, like, you know, we drank and played board games, and then got down to business, and so it's kind of awkward at first, like, but it was really, like, a whole, like, meeting friends.
Same thing, like, how do you parlay Parcheesi into a daisy chain? You know?
Oh, God.
Yeah. What was the board game? And aren't you thinking about it the whole time?
I know.
You're asking what the board game is.
Well, how come someone?
I think we were just playing like five card poker or whatever. And then after like so many rounds, we kind of all looked at each other and like, do we just want to get started?
Yeah. Right. Like,
that's weird. So that was a foreplay. Yeah.
Were you playing strip poker kinda, at least?
Yeah, right.
You should have at least made it strip poker. At least it's a smoother transition.
We did, but it was kind of cold outside, and so it wasn't really moving very fast.
Got it.
So we just kind of gave up. We're like, all right, let's get down to it. And, you know, after the first time, it's never been awkward. We just kind of hit each other up every now and then. We're like, hey, you want to come over? And like, sure.
Are you swapping?
We've done that before. We've swapped or we do it together. You know, usually, I got to admit, though, it kind of gets tiring. Like, I think the longest we've all been together is like 3 hours. And at that point, I was just like, I'm good. I want to sleep now.
Yeah. I got you.
Do the wives ever get jealous?
You think you wouldn't get...
Or girlfriends?
No, not really. I mean, there's our girlfriends, but, No, I mean, it's all discussed beforehand. It's all, we're all really comfortable with it. There's no, like, there's no weird jealousy things. You know, we both kind of interact with each other. Like, I'm with his girlfriend as much as he's with mine, and then, we switch, so I'm with my girlfriend and the same. Like, there's no weirdness or jealousy. I mean, the guy's, honestly, he's way attractive than me. Way more attractive than me, but it doesn't, like, make me jealous or anything.
Is his girlfriend way less attractive than yours?
I mean, I can't answer that question.
You can't? Why? You're anonymous. Who cares?
How about? I'd be impolite to compare my girlfriend to his girlfriend.
Well, tap your phone two times for yes.
One for no.
With your penis.
Oh, man.
I'm sure glad you're glad you called.
All right, Elliot. Have a good
Thanks,
one.
Elliot. Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, well, Roger and JP, it's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.